Rich Levesque. I believe this is the last one on my little listy poo. This song is written by one Jean Rebinac, later known as Dr. John. But this is when he was just a Rebinac. 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4. Stand on the porch when I grab it and I kiss it. Pull it, surprise when it's over. This is the light tone. The lights go on. Left on the front porch, sitting in the swing. Almost hit a way, the bells ring. Lights out. Lights out. I'm glad now. Lights out. Sister knows more about what to do when the lights go on. Mama, look at me, she loves me. Through the window, why's she looking at me? She wants to talk about this. Lights out. Lights out. I'm glad now. Lights out. Sister knows more about what to do when the lights go on.
All right. Great stuff,
thank
guys.
You, ladies and gentlemen in Radio Land.
Why don't you guys come on in here and we'll have a few, we'll chat a bit. Sound good? Sounds good to me. We'll listen to Classic Ruins covering How Do You Know, Liar's Song, right now. Great job, guys.
Thank you.
classic ruins. 1 in 1 is less than 2.
It's the new math.
Speak right into the mic, Frank.
Well, I'll be glad to speak into the mic, Frank, once I've thought of something to say. Were there any questions?
Yeah. How long have ruins been around? When did you guys start?
Well, they came out with like dirt and rocks and stuff, and then there was like the Romans and stuff. But we came out a little bit after that. 1979 was when we basically, Baby's Army, the old group, crashed and burned in 79, and we started the classic ruins for
half of
the real kids and half of Baby's Army.
Now I get you better.
Okay.
We're getting it over
there. Take 2.
Anyway, do you want to hear the...
I think we heard it, but if you could say it real quick, what you just said.
Well, about 1979, we took half of the classic, half of the Baby's Arm group, me and a guy named Randall, the late, and half of the real kids, the drummer Kevin Glasheen, and the guitar player Billy Boy Gioli. And so we took the two halves of the groups and stuck them together, sort of like putting Paul and Ringo together with... Mick and Keith,
you know,
except without the money. we've been around forever. Never broke up because we really never got going, you know. But
now, have you two always been in the band, Dave and Carl?
No.
I joined 40 years ago this year.
Yep.
I can't believe that.
You might as well be an original.
It's crazy.
Right. Yeah, he's been in the classic ruins longer than anyone except for me.
Yeah.
Right.
Dave's been here at least 10 years, right?
Yeah, at least, because it was started out on Kyle trying to get me a bunch of times to do sit-in shows. And then all of a sudden it's like, okay, he nailed me this one time. And then it's like we played at my house for like, I don't know, 10 minutes before a gig at Ralph's. And then we did your show the next morning.
Wow.
Yeah, before that, it was Pete, right?
It was Joe Sheen.
Joe Sheen.
Oh, yeah, right.
Yeah.
Good old Joe.
Yeah, he got injured in a construction accident and couldn't play anymore.
A gardening accident.
Mm.
Some kind of accident.
Well, it's fabulous having you guys in. You sounded great. And I was a little worried broadcasting from this closet in here. I didn't know how it was going to go.
Don't forget our management, Michelle, out there. She's a...
And Michelle, yes, of course.
We need right there.
And there she is.
Hi, Michelle.
Dave's Michelle.
Yeah. Well, she could come in and say hello.
Yeah, come in and say hello. Crying out loud.
Here she comes.
Show off your accent, for gosh
sakes. I know, but crying out loud.
Say hello to your waiting public.
Hello, my waiting public.
Where are you from, Michelle?
Originally?
Yes.
Perth, Western Australia.
Ah.
Where all the best music ever originated from.
Saints. Bon Scott.
Bon Scott.
AC/DC.
Saints.
The Young Brothers.
In Excess. All sorts.
Lots of good music. I like a lot of the new stuff. The Chats. And what's that other band I really like? Amol and the Sniffers.
Oh, yeah.
That's good stuff.
You ever hear Friends Will Rom?
Friends Will Rom. Yeah.
Get a chance.
I don't know that. I'll check it out.
They're awesome.
Text that name to me.
I will.
You guys sounded great.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Michelle.
So, and my band and your band have a show in June.
Sunday, June 12th at the Midway.
Sunday, June 12th, Midnight Matinee.
Yes.
Yep. And don't forget the Ball Busters, who Carl was a member of way before me.
Ball Busters are on that one too?
Yeah.
All right.
That should be fun.
It should be a crazy one.
Who else is there? Is that,
Loretta,
is that it?
Supposedly.
Loretta.
Do you know
her? She's my daughter's best friend.
Oh, your daughter's best friend. Yeah.
Was she named after the song Loretta?
I'm not sure. That's not her name. Her name is Francesca Golario.
Oh.
And there's also, the only other one that I know is Ian Lyons, who's from Winthrop also, same as me, and
Francesca. Those difficulties.
Yeah, my microphone's falling apart.
Everything's falling apart. There's on the floor. Watch out, you just sat on my cord, and now my head is down on the ground.
Oh, shit.
Oh, my God. I gotta get back up.
How do you do this? This is like the Marx Brothers.
We're a fucking wreck, man. Look at
that. Are the Stooges.
It's like the stateroom scene in the Marx Brothers movie. Yeah. What was it? A Night at the Opera.
Hey, Mo.
Anyway.
Okay.
No, Mo's the Three Stooges.
Oh, all right. Yeah, all right.
Mo, Larry, cheese.
As opposed to.
All right, well, it's
I'm gonna tell you what I'm gonna do, boss.
217 here at WMFO in Medford.
MFA.
Well,
MFFA.
Thanks again for coming on. It was a total pleasure, and we'll do it again in 6 months if you want.
Awesome,
love to. Sure.
All right.
And we'll see you on the 12th.
All right.
See you on June 12th.
11th.
June 12th. 11th. Is it 11th or 12th?
7th is a Saturday.
6/11 is the show.
6/11 is a Saturday.
That's the show.
I thought it was the 12th.
Nope, 6/11. Because that used to be my number, my race number.
I thought it was 11 too at first until you said that.
Yep.
Okay, so the 11th.
7/29.
There's ample time to get it squared away, I'm sure.
Yeah. Just ask Michelle, she'll tell you. She knows better.
But you're all coming. Whether you know it or not. I'll be there for sure.
I'll be there both days just to play it safe.
All right. So the 11th and 12th?
That's right.
All right, guys. I gotta finish up this show, but feel welcome to hang around, check out the albums, use the bathrooms, whatever you want.
Use the albums for a bathroom.
Okay, thanks, guys.
I can take these off now.
Yeah.
Well, that was a good. That was more fun in the closet here, man. We had more room.
Yes, Carl just came in and told me the actual date is June 11th, and it's a Sunday matinee at the Midway Cafe. June 11th, Sunday afternoon. Be there for Ball Busters, Thigh Scrapers, Classic Ruins. So you just heard right here. Magnificent performance. Here's Smitty.
anything. My mind goes a blank in the humid sunshine when I'm in the crowd. I don't see anything. I fall into a trance at the supermarket. The night blows me along as I catch falling cans. Our babies are toast. Technology is the most. And everyone seems just like me. They struggle hard to set themselves free and waiting for the change. An equilibrium melting pot, the government sponsors on the hand. When I'm in the crowd, when I'm in the crowd, when I'm in the
Your kids are going for a bike ride, you make sure they wear a helmet. They insist on skateboarding, add knee pads and elbow pads too. Swimming in the pool, water wings, goggles, earplugs. If we could pack our kids in bubble wrap, we'd do it. Because we love them and we want to protect them. This is Lisa Edelstein with some very important news. Now there's an easy way to protect your kids three times a day. Choose healthy foods. Research has shown that a vegetarian diet rich in fruits, vegetables, and whole grains can help protect our kids against obesity. It can even help keep them from developing heart disease or cancer when they grow up. My friends at the Cancer Project are just waiting to hear from you so they can send you important information on how to protect your children from the inside out. Just log on to cancerproject.org or call 866-906-WELL. That's 866-906-WELL. This message brought to you by the Cancer Project.
Well, well, well. Classic Ruins doing a great set for us earlier. Oh, thank you very much. And after them, we heard Smitty. No, we heard the Kravitz, Burning Bridges, then Smitty, Big Bad Boy. The Jam was in there with In the Crowd. And yes, now it's time for the Boston Groupie News Report, where I go to bostongroupienews.com and find out what's going on tonight, maybe a little later. Shuriken, Lobo Hombre, Pint Killers, Color Killer, they're at the Midway, starting at 3.5 hours, they're going to start that. Cold Expectations Record Release Show, Hammered Saint, Butterknife, they're at the Square Root tonight. The Rock and Roll Rumble continues tonight with Donaher, Michael Caine and the Morning Afters, Devil Love, and Wildcat Slim at the Middle East Up. Harris, Sidewalk Driver, Stars Like Ours, Aaron and the Lord are at the Crystal Ballroom tonight. Also, Pocket Vinyl, Cheap City, Linnea's Garden, Head Witch, and Chris Gaudreau in the Perch. Doors at Hawks and Reed Performing Arts Center, Greenfield, Mass. How We Burn, WLKRS, Jamie and the Guarded Heart, Randy Black and the Heathcroppers are at the Midway tomorrow at 3 p.m. And there's many more to check out. Go to bostongroupienews.com for all this and more. And let's hear something from Shuriken. Yeah.
cigarette from a firefly as it burns a hole through the moon. Ooh. Ooh. Can you be the hammer in my heart? When it don't be right, or will you be the stumble to my fall? Bar to my to my bite. Can you feel the distance?
Just forget about keep my mind from thinking it. But there she is at the local market, drawing her pictures and you barely mask it. I keep your pillow cause you still ask it of me. But it's not fair and it's not right that you still keep me alive to your shadow when no one else sees all the marks that you left on me are fading away. But I'm still here trying to find something new while I'm stuck here following you like a fool.
91.5 WMFO in Medford. That takes us to the end of another A Crash Course for the Ravers show. What did we hear that last half hour? Well, we started with Shuriken, Punk Rock Boy, Color Killer with Spiders, Cold Expectations, The Distance, Sidewalk Driver with Wake Up John, Linnea's Garden, Looking, and Happy Little Clouds, who I saw last night with the song Fool. Saw them along with American Ocelot, my friend Sarah and Joni's great band. And they gave me a CD, but it didn't work, just like the other one. I don't know. Don't know what the problem is there, but I wasn't able to play it. Next time, hopefully. And you know what? I'm out of here. I'll be back next week, 1 to 3. Until then, see ya!